Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
We're back at Akron Farm Supply, and I've had a great time visiting with these folks at Akron Farm Supply. Gary, we were just talking, you know, this customer service really, and service is what this business is all about. And you guys, you can tell that real quickly when you come in, because all your folks, while we've been here today, you've had a bunch of folks coming in, men and women both, and your crew jumps right to work, and they take care of them.
Yes, I think it all goes back to, of course, we've been home with the Ackridge family now ever since 1933, and Mr. T.R. Ackridge started. And he was pretty cantankerous, but he was a businessman. He knew how to, you know, if a man wanted something, he always said, put it in the hands, let him touch it, let him hold it. And he'd get mad if it wasn't a price on it. How's anybody know they're going to buy it if they ain't got a price on it? Right. He'd write it big letters all over it, but anyway, he wanted it priced. I worked for him, and when I came here, he was getting up in the years, and his wife, Dean's mother, but they were here, and then I ended up working for Dean Ackridge, which was one hardening, and we got in more in the hardware stuff after the farm stuff, and then, you know, the old building didn't even have shelves in it, just old bread racks or anything they could have just stuck, so I decided we need to get new metal shelves, so Dean agreed with me, and we got them all in. They come in about 400 pieces, and Mr. T.R. Ackridge hit the roof. He had a fit. So now, man, y'all don't need that. You know, it's wasting money. We got them all in, and Paul Ackridge, which he was an like eighth grader or maybe a 10th grader, and he'd come in at night, him and Jay, and help me cut out a 4-foot section at a time and put these metal shelves in, because you had to take one out and put it right back in. But we got them all in. It looked pretty nice. We had a new addition. I didn't put them in there, and Mr. T.R. said, Gary, when are you going to put them in here? I said, well, you had a fit, and you said we couldn't spend no more money. He said, they look good. You order them, I'll pay for them out of my pocket. You know, but anyway, the Ackridge family, they work right along with us. Dean Ackridge, he'd sweep the floor just like we would. And a customer come in, he'd wait on them just like we would. He didn't care if it was a nickel sale or a $1,000 sale. He wanted that person waited on when they come in. That's right. So that's two generations of work for. Then, like I said, Paul Ackridge and Jay Ackridge worked with his teenager. Jay went on off, and Paul said he's smart and he looked. So he went to Purdue and came kind of vice president at Purdue. But Paul stayed. He went off and building fast food restaurants, but he came back about 25 years ago and wanted to raise his family in line in Caldwell County. So he came back. And we built a new store in Edible. I got to work with him. So that's the third generation. And now we're working with his son, Logan. Paul runs our Edible store. He's president of our company. And we work together pretty good. And then now Logan's got a couple kids coming up in the eighth grade, so I've got to go work with them, so I work with five generations. But they've all been right there with us. You know, they don't do anything, ask us to do anything they wouldn't do. Like I said, we're all work together, and customer service is number one.
What a great history with this company, Gary. I mean, obviously, real tribute to you. 50 years here for a year, and then 50 years later, you're still here. But what a great, obviously, been something you really loved. It's more than just working, though. I'm sure you loved your customers over the years.
We had a good relationship with customers, and we've seen a lot of them come and go, but we still got a lot of them that have been dedicated to us. And, you know, and they need something. They know I'm here, and I either can answer the question or I'll find a way to get it answered. And so they rely on that, and that helps us keep our business growing. And we, like I said, we've been growing every year. And I never noticed it, but Dean Ackridge told me one time, said you never had an off year. You always had an increase. So 50 years of increase business is pretty good. We're proud of that. Proud of the relationship we've had with the Ackridge family. I guess I got to tell a little tale on Dean Ackridge. Everybody knows he's tight and kind of bark on a tree, but he never would want to, you know, he didn't care if the roof fell in. He wanted to sell somebody something, but, you know, we want to take care of the bills and stuff like that, but he kind of watched the pennies. And Paul Ackridge wanted to put a popcorn machine in over at Edward's store, and he did, and we gave away popcorn, and one day Paul ran out of regular sacks, so Paul just put some paper sacks over there, pretty good size, and next thing you know, Dean's over there with a pair of scissors cutting him in half. Paul said, what are you doing, Dad? He said, well, he said, I want to feed them lunch, not a dinner. So we can't afford to give him a whole sack full. But anyway, so that was even told at his funeral. So anyway, he believed in the service to people.
And that's what it's all about. I would talk to this young lady just a second. We may get in trouble now, Gary. But what's your name?
J.C. Travis.
J.C., your grandfather came in. Who's your grandfather?
Dwayne Vinson.
He remembered me. We used to show cattle together. So good morning, Mr. Dwayne. And good to see him. I'm glad he came by. And he didn't stay long enough to be on the radio, did he?
No, he's trying to get cattle and everything taken care of before this weather comes in, which we're all kind of dreading. If you own animals, you're kind of dreading it right now.
Oh, yeah, it's not a good time. How long have you been at Ackridge?
5 years this month.
5 years. Obviously, you like it?
So far, everybody's been nice, treated me good, gave me a reason to stick around a little longer.
What does it mean to you to learn things from folks like Gary and William, folks like that, who have been here for many years, and to see how they treat people?
I mean, it's good to see it. I mean, I grew up coming in here with my grandfather, my parents, and everything, and no matter what, every time you come in here, somebody's always here to help you, no matter what. And I kind of learned that working here. No matter what you do, customer comes first, and that's the way it's always been. So, and being able to learn a couple things throughout the years has really broadened my knowledge on a little bit of everything. Whenever I came in here, I couldn't tell you what kind of plumbing went with what. But everybody's kind of like pitched in. If you don't know something, somebody's there to back you up or help you. I mean, everybody's got their specialty that they're better in than the other, but kind of here you kind of get to be a jack of all trades.
And if you don't know the answer, that's probably somebody around this counter who will know the answer and help you.
Oh, for sure. There's multiple times I'm like, hey, you know what the answer to this?
Right, yeah.
I mean, people ask me that too. So, I mean, it's kind of we all help each other out to make sure customers taken care of.
That's what it's all about, customer service. Gary, you were talking earlier, soon going to have the spring planting season too, isn't it?
Yes.
We're working hard to get stuff in now. We're trying to get the corn in. Some of that's tight. Getting stuff in anymore. Used to, Dean Ackers, if you had the money, you always get it, but that ain't true anymore.
Yeah,
you got to beg for it and plead for it to get it in. But we get it in and have it ready for the farmer. And you never know, after the 1st or 15th of March, anything could happen. So we try to be prepared to plant a crop, have chemical seed and everything ready. Most of the products we keep here for the local farmers, but as we've got further out into Caldwell and Trigg County, we deliver a lot of that beforehand. Maybe the company delivered for us. So we get that ahead of time. So that's good.
Yeah, you know, but that's important too, and because you know, I've always heard this said, it's a lot of truth that folks come home to the farm machinery show, the farmers, they're starting to think it's time to get ready to plant.
You better get ready, because after that, anything can happen. We need to be putting nitrogen down on wheat, but it's kind of soft. If it freezes, we may do that. We don't know yet. We'll just kind of see how hard it freezes. But it's right around the corner, so we got to get ready, and we'll buckle down. A lot of times I get worried and afraid, well, we can't handle it, but as soon as it does, our crew does good and jumps in, and we get it done. So. We've been doing it now for 50 years, well, 90-something years for the company, so hopefully we can keep doing that.
Works pretty good, that's for sure, and obviously getting ready for spring planting. You were telling me a little bit about the popcorn, too. Popcorn even comes from a local farmer, right?
C&H Farms, one of our larger farmers, they used to grow popcorn for commercially, but in the last year or two, they just growed about an acre for their own use, but they had so much that we sell some of it for them, and we feed it, and they donate it here, and we serve it here. So a lot of them like that, but you can buy it here. We got it, and they got their own meat store, so they're in it pretty deep.
I think one of them is it one of the parishes still pulled the tractor last week at the Farmer's Cheater Show, too.
One Friday night, Rhett Parish, yeah. Philip Parish's son, Rhett, won Friday night, and I think got 6th place Saturday night. So they had a good run this week. So they do a lot of that tractor pull, and they love it.
I tell you, they got a neat store at Eddyville, too. Their meat store at Eddyville is really nice.
Very nice, and very got some good people over there, and they can serve any kind of meat you want, or you can buy half a calf already fixed any way you want it. They can pretty well take care of that.
Well, Gary, thank you, and thank your whole crew for letting us visit. I've kind of gotten in back behind the counter with Gary here in kind of the way, but and they've been working around me all morning long, and I appreciate them. Appreciate you guys letting us come by here on WPKY.
I'll tell one more story on Mr. T.R. after, you know, Dean told me when he hired me that I was going to be the hardest thing putting up his dad. But I mean, him, as long as you work, he's all right. But later on in the year, I started doing some of the buying, and he got a little stool and called me over and said, sit down. I thought, oh, crap, what have I done now? He said, you're doing some of the buying now. I said, yeah. He said, I don't care if you buy a helicopter, but you just better make darn sure you can sell it.
I like that. Love it. That's for sure. Customer service and great folks. That's Ackridge Farm Supply. Gary, thank you again. Thank you for your whole crew. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to visit with you today.
Thank you all. Great.
Love it. Hope we can do it again sometime very soon. We're at Ackridge Farm Supply in Fredonia on WPKY 1580 and 103.3 FM.
You're listening to the voice of Caldwell County, 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.